There is a prophecy out there, and I'm wondering if you researched it at all, and it's the Hopi prophecy. Did you ever check into that?
I did. In fact, the introduction to my book quotes part of the Hopi prophecy. It's a Mark Thurston translation of it. There is a petroglyph made by the Hopi that shows a timeline, and it depicts Western man around this time, and their heads are separated from their bodies, which in the Hopi translation means that our spiritual self is separated from our physical self. We don't really connect the two. And the Hopi prophecy says that if we do not manage to reattach these two aspects of ourselves, we're due for some very serious difficult times ahead. And the way I interpret that is that we have a scientific culture here in the West. Mm-hmm. We believe in materialism. We believe we have the laws that describe matter. And then there is the religious side, the spiritual side, but it's really separate. The two are almost at war with each other. They have very little space for each other. Science says we have laws. We don't have miracles, and religion, you know, is based on miracles. Science and religion have different descriptions of how the universe began. So there's many different ways in which they're different. But when you step back, you notice that all the religions of the world, even very different religions, have several fundamental beliefs which are very much the same. They all believe in a soul that survives death. They all believe that, you know, prayer and has a power. They believe, you know, in these beings that can be communicated with, who are wiser. So there's a variety of beliefs that are kind of universal across all religions. And now science has no place for those beliefs, but what I see in science today is, as the paranormal research goes forward, we're learning that some of these subtle energies and out-of-body experiences and psychic phenomena are very real, and some of the discoveries of modern science may bring us closer to the underlying beliefs of all religions. So we may be approaching a time when we can sort of unify or heal the rift between these two parts of our knowledge and ourselves.
Part of the Hopi prophecy, they believe that there could be a World War III, as they say, started by people who first revealed the light, and that could be like the Chinese and those kinds of nations. Some of them believe that the time is not far off, and that even the United States could be affected by it, maybe even destroyed. Does prophecy, in your opinion, mean that it will be or it could be?
I have a whole chapter, the next to last chapter of my book is devoted to time and prophecy. This has been a big issue for me. As a physicist, of course, we like to have laws which can predict the future.
Right.
But at the same time, of course, the uncertainty principle, there are uncertainties built into our current laws of physics. We see that there are psychics and also remote viewers, which is more of a scientific, controlled way of looking into the future. And some remote viewers, like Joe McMonagle, have very high accuracies at looking at future targets. I mean, 65% to 85%. So there's a variety of reasons to believe that maybe the future is predictable to some extent. The short answer, I can go, you know, it's a big subject, it's very, very important.
Yeah, don't give me the three-hour answer.
the short answer is that there are sort of limited possibilities in the future. There are a few timelines, if you like, that and typically the most probable future at any given time can be shifted if it's shifted at sort of crucial points, which I call crux points, where there's the probabilities between two possible future paths are similar, so that there's probably sort of a limited number of futures, and we have our free will and our prayer and our powers of a visualization can affect the future, and there are numerous examples of this where the future was viewed in a very clear way, and it was beginning to come true in the way it was seen, but then because there was knowledge of that timeline, that was used to divert the timeline and to shift it. So there's limited ability to change timelines, but it's very important, especially if we're facing disasters.
Is there a difference, do you think, between someone who's intuitive for events that occur relatively quickly? I mean, I always cite an example, Dr. Swanson, where I was going through an intersection and I had a green light, which means you keep going, right? Mm-hmm. Well, I stopped. I stopped at the intersection. I had this bizarre feeling of fear and of something told me to stop, which is uncommon because cars could have smashed into me from the rear. I stop at the intersection on the green light, and that's when a car comes flying through the other side, and he had a red light, and he would have smashed right into me. At that moment, I would have gone through the intersection. I was a goner. Something told me to do that. But is there a difference between that kind of intuitiveness, which is like seconds away, and then the kind of intuitiveness where people can predict things years away? Or is it all the same?
I think it's all the same. One of the things that we're seeing is that the subconscious mind is psychic, and everyone has this ability, and it's really a question of how attuned we are to it.